Our loving Father, Lord, it is through your leading, Lord, that I'm here today. It is because you are wonderful, you are great, you are mighty, that you allow someone like me to come up here, Lord, and open your love letter and speak of your love letter. And I want you, Lord, to lead me today. I want the words that come out of my mouth be one not only for those who are hearing, but for me, that I may know that today I've been in the presence of him who created this universe. I thank you for being my God. I thank you for being my Father. I thank you for being my Abba Dad. And Lord, I thank you for being my soon coming King. Thank you for today, and we love you in Christ's name. Amen. I have a ritual, I guess, or I have a way of when I'm asked to preach, I usually preach in the Old Testament, and then I go to the New Testament. And I go back and forth, and it's interesting how God has led me to all of these little stories through the Bible. And I've been wanting to preach about Ruth for so long. And it's interesting, when you open my Bible, you can see that is pretty much marked all around. And it's everywhere that I have preached and every sermon that I've preached. And I preached this series, it turned out to be, in CBS. And I found that so interesting, how wonderful our God is. And sometimes we wondered, and sometimes we go through, and people think that being a Christian is easy. And you look at it, and individuals come, and you look at, oh, yes, God blesses you. And he does, and he definitely does. And there's so many things that God wants to do in your life. And then you come to a story like Ruth. And today is going to be interesting because there's so many things that are so important. It starts with a family, kind of like my family. It says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judge rules that there was a family in the land, and a certain man, Goth Bethlehem Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he, his family, and his two children." You know, I'm thinking back when my family first left Cuba. It was me, my mom, my dad. It was my grandmother, my grandfather, and my three siblings. It's all seven of us. And we went for the first time in a plane, and we left Cuba, and we ended up in Costa Rica. And it's interesting because I'm looking at this story and I could relate a little bit. And as the story goes, I'm going to put a little nuances through the stories because they're not there, but they are actually seen in the evidence of what happens. And a lot of times when God asks us to go to places, we have no clue what's going to happen. We have no idea how life is going to hit us. But yet we trust that God who sent us is the one that's going to do the work. And God who sent us is the one that's going to help us in whatever situation that we're in. So I could imagine Naomi, for the first time, just sitting here, her husband and her two children, and they're going into a new land. And he's going, and they're all excited. I could just imagine. I remember vividly, I was 11 years old, how excited it was to go into a new country. And I remember the first time when we landed in Costa Rica, my father knelt down and kissed the ground. I don't think he kissed it because he was glad that he was in the ground, because you know it's always hard. But it was because it was a ground that was free to him. It was a ground where he was able to bless his father, who was able to be able to follow his God without any restriction and without any other nuances or people denying the creator God that he loved. And I remember, and it was such an exciting moment for the first time coming in into a new place. So I could see how Naomi and her son, her children, and I could understand that now their whole life is ahead of them, and they're so excited of what's about to happen. And we get into verse 3, and Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two children. You know, sometimes we look at life and we're so excited and God sends us, but then there is tragedies that hit every day. And there are moments in life that you go on, and this story, what I like most about it is because this story does not just end there. The story continues, and now I could see Naomi and in her grieving moment, but she's saying to herself, well, I have my two sons. You know, and as she goes, and her two sons are married, and she's excited, and then now we go into verse 4, and then they took, their husbands took their children, her children took wives of the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. You know, when you first go into a place, you thought that this story happened quickly, but it was 10 years. So 10 years, here's Naomi with her daughter-in-laws and her two sons, and they're all excited. And I could imagine that they're preaching based on what the lesson continues to go. And they're doing God's work, and they're doing the bidding that God has asked him to do. And it's so exciting because as you're going through, even though you had to deal with the tragedy of someone's loss, you still have that assurance that you have a creator God. But then we get into verse 5, and Melo and Chilion died also. Both of them, and the women was left, her and the two sons, and her husband had lied. When I read this story, and as I'm understanding, and now that I've been here in Newfoundland, and this too happened to me, I lost my full family, my mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa within 18-month period. I could see the tragedy. I could feel in her heart. I could see the agony that she must have been going through and how difficult it must have been to be in a foreign land. And now to be all by herself, all three women. And if you understand the concept, if you understand what happened in this area, a woman without a husband had no means of providing for themselves. As she's sitting there and she's saying, Lord, what have I done? Lord, what is it that this is so difficult? Why is it that I'm going through such struggles in my life? And sometimes I want to let you know you are going to go through struggles. Sometimes you are going to go through difficulties. Sometimes you're going to find things that are going to be difficult. You're going to find that life as a Christian is not just, oh, wow, what a blessedness. There's going to be times in which you're going to be mourning. There's going to be times in which you're going to be hurting. There's going to be times where you're going to be asking, Lord, why? But yet the wonderful part is that God is giving you the opportunity today to understand that if he sends you somewhere on tragedy strikes, he finds a way to bring you out of that tragedy. And it continues in verse 6, and it says, and then she arose with her daughters-in-law, and that she might return to the country of Moab, for she had heard that the country of Moab had that Lord and had visited his people in giving them bread. You know, my mom, dad, and I are the only one that did not return back to Cuba. My grandmother, grandfather, brother, and sister did go and visit. You know, and I remember, and I looked at it, and now we're looking that they're saying that communism is almost over, that things are getting better, and I could relate to what Naomi was talking about. Well, now I could go back to my country. I could go back to the place where my God is there. I could remember when you're looking at Moab was not a place where they had God as their God. They had other gods. They had other things that they followed. So now she has an opportunity to go back in and spend time with her people, the ones that love God the way that she did. And it goes in verse 7, and it says, wherefore she went forth of this place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. Now we have a scenario where there are this three individuals that are taking a road trip. They're going and they're following. You know, and it's interesting because you look at your life and you sit and Naomi is about to ask herself a question. And Naomi is about to ask her daughter-in-law a question because she's wondering and saying, Lord, what am I going to do? And I know I'm returning to my land, but these two young ladies are not. And then it goes to verse 8, and Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return to her mother's house. The Lord dealt kindly with you, and ye have dealt with the dead and with me. One thing that is so wonderful about this is that now we are in a situation where she is trying to understand what their future is for their daughter-in-laws. And she's saying, go back home. And it's interesting because in verse 9 it says, and the Lord grant ye may find rest each of you and the house of your husband, that they kissed them and they filled their voices and wept. This is where the story I find so interesting, because most of the time when we look at the story, when we look at the book of Ruth, we normally focus ourselves on Ruth. We normally look at the story of how she had been changed. And I'll go in the second sermon about Ruth itself. But today we're talking about Naomi, because many times we think that Ruth was just somebody that was naturally follower of God. But now we find out that Naomi had to have had an influence in her life. And as we go in our lives, there's going to be Naomis in our lives. And I know that there's many of you that there was someone who led you through the way and who showed you who God. Not all of us had the pleasure of being born in the church and continue in the church and understand what a wonderful God that we serve. There was always been somebody like a Naomi in our lives that led us and showed us through tragedies, through adversities, through all of the things in life, and brought us into a relationship with our Father God. Now she's found in a place that said, I have done all I can for you ladies. I have done, and now it's time for you to return to your home. And it says, and in verse 10, and they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. You know, we quickly start saying the things, oh, we'll be back. We'll follow you. We'll do what we can. Well, I'm not never going to leave you. Oh, but then it goes, verse 11, it says, and Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that you may have for husbands? You know, it's easy to make a decision for God. It's easy to say, oh, yes, God, I will follow you, no problem. But how about that first time when you encountered that there's no work because no one will allow you because you want your Sabbath off? How about when you encounter that you know that there is food that needs to be put in the table and you have no idea how it's going to happen? There's mortgages that need to be paid. There's so many aspects of it. And you know that in this time, if you did not have a husband, none of that would come to you. And these young ladies started thinking, they're wondering. You know, sometimes we need to make those decisions, and sometimes it's so hard because we want to trust God. Sometimes we want to say, Lord, we're going to be faithful no matter what. And then circumstances happen in our lives, and we start wavering and we start wondering. And this is what I feel that this story is about. You have these two young ladies that are saying, oh, yes, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to follow you no matter what. But then comes verse 12, and it says, turn again, my daughters. Go away, for I am too old to have a husband. And if I should say, I would hope if you should have a husband also the night and should also bear sons. And then verse 13, it says, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having a husband? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me so much for your sake that thou hast of the Lord is gone out against me. I think for the first time, Naomi started feeling the pain. I think for the first time, she started realizing the situation that she was in. I think for the first time, she's trying to tell these two young ladies, I have nothing for you right now. The Lord has dealt me harshly. And you have stayed with me through the time, but I think it's time for you to look for a new way, for you to find your own way, because I have nothing to offer you. And sometimes you look at your decision that you have made for God. And sometimes you look at it and you wonder, Lord, I have sacrificed so much. There's so many things that are happening in my life. I don't know how I could follow you. And God is telling you today, I do have something for you. It's not like Naomi that really didn't have much. God is trying to tell you, if you trust me, there's so much that I'm willing to do for you. If you trust me, there's so much that I'm willing to say, so much that I'm willing to accomplish on your behalf. I want to show you what an amazing God that I am. And verse 14, and they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleaved to her. I could imagine Orpah. I could imagine the thing, Orpah. And I could imagine the decision that she had to make and the first time, and she's going to return. Now, as the story continues, that's going to be interesting, because the story today is about how Naomi is an influence on Ruth's life. And Naomi must have been an influence on Orpah's life as well. But no, we don't know the story of Orpah. We do know the story of Ruth, and it continues. And many times no one may know your story in the future, but remember that because you are willing to be used by God, and remember that because you are willing to be transformed into God's likeness, your story will always leave an impact on somebody in this life. I don't know if you're sitting out here today, if you are a Ruth or if you are a Naomi. I don't know if you're sitting out there, if you were born in the church, or if there was a Naomi in your life that showed you what an amazing and powerful God that we serve. But each one of us have to make the decision today. Are we going to be a Ruth, or are we going to be a Naomi? And many times we take the advantage. Many times we look back. And how many times have we gone back to that person that was a Naomi to us and told them, thank you? That person to me was my father. My Naomi was my own dad. And many times I called them. I remember calling them. I was at GYC 1 year. And I was so excited. There were so many things that were happening. And I must have been 20, 21, 22 years old at that time. I'm not sure. There were so many things. And I called my father. I was in San Diego at that time. I called my father in Windsor, and I says, Dad, thank you. Thank you for showing me this God. Thank you for showing me this way of life. And thank you for being a Naomi in my life. I didn't say Naomi, but that's what I meant to say to him. And a lot of times we need to identify who those individuals are in our lives. And sometimes we have to kiss them goodbye. Sometimes we have to say, I have to go my own ways. But it continues on verse 15. It says, and she said, beloved, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Have you ever been in the situation where somebody is telling you, all right, you know what? I've done enough. It's time maybe for you to go back. It's time for you to start on your own. It's time for you to start, you know, doing your own Bible studies or doing your things. I don't know if you remember back, you're Naomi, and you had all those Bible studies and you started learning all of these things. And then all of a sudden, Naomi told you, well, I've done all my part. It's time for you to go. You know, sometimes it's easy, and you say, yes, you have empowered me. You have given me all the tools. I can go. But then there are some times that you don't, that you want to follow that individual. And now we get into the verse for the memory text, and it says, and Ruth said, indeed me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For thy water thou goest, for wherever thou goest, I will go. And wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And listen to this part. And thy God shall be my God. And this is where that story talks about. And this is where the information is so important about why Naomi was such a godly woman. Because when you look at Naomi's life, when you look at she left her home. Let me tell you, somebody that has left their home is not an easy thing. It's not easy to go, especially when I went from Costa Rica to come here to a new country, to a country in which I knew not the language, to a country which I knew not the weather. Coming in December in Edmonton with 4 feet of snow outside, being scared to death because people said, don't ever stick your tongue on a metal pole because your tongue will freeze off and all of these things. And there's polar bears that are going to come to your house and so many stories that people told you. And for the first time, you find yourself in a place where you're cold, where you don't know what to do. You don't even know how to speak. But yet, when you find and you go on with your life, you find that God gives you the tools and God helps you through whatever adversity in your life. And right now, when you look at this young lady that is seeing Naomi and is seeing everything that her God has done, because back then your God was everything. Whatever, if something bad happened, they would blame your God. It was because you've done something bad. But yet she's saying, your God. Not my God. Your God will be my God. Oh, brothers and sisters, I tell you, you're going to want to stick around for the second sermon. Because the second sermon is about Ruth. And it's going to be a time when we're going to understand that when the Naomis in our lives train us well, when the Naomis in our lives show us that even through adversities or even through trials, there is a way that we can reflect God and we can bring others into the kingdom of God. Right now, I'm asking you, are you a Naomi? Right now, I'm asking you, what can you do for the Lord today? Today, we had the young children talking about the parents coming in and bringing their children in, and I'm Jesus blessing the children. Jesus wants to bless you today. Jesus wants to let you know that you are important. Jesus wants to let you know that there is something that needs to happen in your life, that you're not just going to accept Naomi's God just by chance, that you're not just going to accept Naomi's God just because of traditions. You're going to accept Naomi's God because even though through trials, even though through tribulations, even though through hurt, Naomi's God was faithful. I hope you understand today that same God that was faithful to Naomi then is the same God that is calling at your heart today. It's that same God that is saying you may not have that time tomorrow. We're mourning right now because one of our own lost their mother. And I don't know how, if you have gone through that difficulty, but I have. And I know how hard it is to be able to know. I saw just now a few moments ago, this day, there was a picture on Facebook of a phone, and it said, Dad or Mom. And it said, if you can still answer that call, praise God. I can't answer that call anymore. My mom and dad are resting, and they're waiting till that wonderful morning. But today, I want you to reflect that right now, God is calling you. If there was a Naomi in your life, and you are following Naomi's God, your job is to find a Ruth and make sure that that Ruth gets the same message. Because he's telling you that your father is not going to leave you alone. Your father is going to follow you no matter what. And I wish I had, but we're going to follow it next time. Come back next time I preach. I'm going to preach the second sermon, and it's about Ruth. Because there's a job that needs to happen in your life when you find out a Naomi. That when you become a Ruth, there is something that you need to do. And that is you need to continue to reflect your God. And I want to know today, do you know your God? Do people know your God? And do people want your God? May we sing your love. May we be those Naomis that are needed so much today, Lord. Lord, right now, I ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to be poured upon this place. Lord, I know there is someone here today. I know that there is someone here today, Lord, that wants to raise their hand and say, Lord, here am I, send me. Lord, this world is so much need of Naomi's. This world is so much this need of the light, Lord. And right now, may we sing praises to you. May we give you honor. May we give you glory. And may we know, Lord, that even though we might be going through adversities and we might be going through trials and tribulation, and we might be in so much pain right this moment, Lord, our God is never going to leave us, and God is never going to forsake us. So I ask, Lord, that you penetrate into every heart that is listening to this message right now, that they may know that today they have been called to send the message, to be a Naomi, to be a light, and to make a difference in someone's life, Lord. May those who see us, may they want our God, Lord. May they see God in us, and may they continue to have that bond that only comes through you. I ask you to be with us, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen.